Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell.
Danger is my assignment. I get sent to a lot of places I can't even pronounce. They all spell the same thing, though. Trouble. But when I walk into the commissioner's office, I don't realize that this assignment's going to make a flower hater out of me. A sunflower almost has me pushing up daisies.
Morning, Commissioner. Ruth said you had an assignment for me.
I do, Steve. Your plane leaves for South America in 1 hour.
South America? Pretty hot down there this time of year, isn't it?
Not as hot as it'll be after you get down there.
Well, send me off to get shot at on a note of gaiety, I always say. Okay, what's the deal?
Here's the deal, Steve. This country right here on the map.
Yeah, I might have known.
Well, what do you mean?
I read the newspapers, too, you know.
Then you know the background of the deal.
Pretty much. That particular country's on the fence politically. There's an election coming up next week. The party in power is democratic and friendly to us. The minority party is fascist and not friendly to us.
Right. Last night, Borrego, head of the minority party, was murdered.
What?
And what's worse, the man they suspect of murdering Borrego is an American named Hartley.
Oh, fine. Has he been arrested?
No, he's in hiding somewhere in that country. It's a mess, Steve. If Hartley did kill Borrego, the resulting tension and anti-U.S. propaganda will be enough to switch the election over into the hands of a hostile minority.
Yeah. Hey, look, you say if Hartley killed Borrego, I kind of get the idea that you think the whole deal might be a frame, do you?
I don't think anything, Steve. I'm sending you down there to do my thinking for me.
Well, just one think, Commissioner. You take it.
What's that?
Suppose it isn't a frame. Suppose Hartley really did kill Borrego.
In that case, Steve, we're licked. We haven't a leg to stand on. But that's just what you've got to find out, one way or another. Get down there, Steve, and do anything that's necessary to get to the bottom of this whole rotten mess. Well, that's it. You've got your assignment?
Yeah, I know. Good luck, and good luck to you, too.
The National Broadcasting Company is presenting Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy in the role of Steve Mitchell, colorful two-fisted government agent. At all those places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you will find Steve Mitchell on another dangerous assignment.
Sure, I've got my assignment. Fly down to a Latin American country and find a murder suspect named Hartley. Then prove that the charge against him is just a frame to swing an election. And all of this, of course, in the face of the few characters from an opposing team who'll be trying, no doubt, to take me out of the ball game for keeps. It's Friday when my plane lands at the capital city. I always figure if you don't know where else to start, start at the top. So I head for the office of the prime minister, a worried gent named Valdez.
It is a bad situation, Senor Mitchell. An incident this serious could easily be enough to start a landslide that would carry the fascists into power in the election.
Yeah, that dead man, Borrego, suppose you tell me a little about him.
Well, it is my secret belief that he had almost outlived his usefulness to his party. His reputation had become so bad. But now, of course, it is quite different.
Sure, now he's a big fat martyr, huh?
Precisely. One of the newspapers here in the city is controlled by Borrego's party, and they, of course, are busy convincing everyone that Borrego is the greatest man who ever lived.
Well, I guess that's all I need to know about Borrego, but what about this murder suspect, Hartley? Where does he fit into the picture?
That is the mystifying part, Senor Mitchell. Hartley has lived in this country for several years. He represents a group of American financial interests here, what you might call a lobbyist.
I don't suppose you'd have any idea where Hartley is hiding, Senor Valdez.
Not this line, Senor. Unfortunately, the fact that he is hiding looks somewhat bad for him. Come in.
Ah, the great man himself, working tirelessly behind his desk to lead our country into slavery.
Good afternoon, Senor Ortic.
I see that our powerful northern neighbors have lost no time in sending one of their agents down here.
Senor Ortig is editor of one of our newspapers, Senor Mitchell.
Three guesses, which one?
And you have issued the necessary orders to the so-called head of our government, Senor Steve Mitchell?
Look, Ortig.
Senor Ortig, your insolence is by now familiar to me, but I must ask you, if you intend to converse with us, that you observe the common courtesies. One does not speak with the mouth full.
See, you are right. You see, Senor Steve Mitchell, being what a poor, ignorant citizen I'm not familiar with. Some of the refinements of life.
Oh, brother.
But, here, perhaps the two of you will share my simple food, huh? Senor Valdez?
No, gracias.
Senor Mitchell? Go ahead, I have plenty in this paper bag.
Plenty of what?
Sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds?
Si. An excellent nerve tonic. I suspect your nerves could use a tonic at present, eh, Senor Mitchell?
Hey, what do I have to be nervous about?
I see you are an excellent bluffer, eh, Senor?
Look, I'm just down here to see that this Hartley guy gets a fair shake.
Indeed. What kind of, as you say, fair shake do you think a murderer deserves,
eh? Murderer? You know, I must be behind the times. Last I heard, the trial hadn't been held.
And if Hartley is not guilty, why is he hiding?
That's a good question, Ortig. Here's another. Any particular motive for Hartley to kill Borrego?
But of course. I see you have not read my paper today. I tell all there.
Suppose you tell all here.
Very well. We have it.